Upside Down Willie. Willie had just learnt to stand on his head. Yesterday he'd wobbled about, but today he was as steady as if he'd been born that way.
Look, Mum, I can do it!
He'd practiced for days, and at last he'd mastered it.
So you can,
his mother said, absently busy with the baking.
No, Mum, you're not really looking.
His mother lifted her floury hands out of the basin and turned and looked at Willie, feet in the air, his hands where his feet ought to be, his face very red, his hair dusting the kitchen floor.
Silly boy, she said, you'll turn your brain.
Willie flopped back and sat on the floor. The room spun round and then came to a standstill.
My brain didn't turn, but the room did, he said.
He kicked his way round the garden and then went off to play in the street. He wished there was someone he could show off to, and presently there was. Coming down the street towards him was the postman. He looked at Upside Down Willie in amazement.
That's good, he said. That's very good, that is.
I can stay like it for hours, Willie said.
He meant minutes, really, but when you're upside down, time goes much slower and minutes seem like hours.
I don't ever remember being able to do that, the postman said. You ought to be in a circus.
Willie came right side up again, his red face beaming delightedly.
Do you really think so?
I certainly do, the postman said. Anyone who can stand on their head for hours is wasted with their feet on the ground.
It would be fun working in a circus, thought Willie. He would be as good as the man on the high wire and the man on stilts. He would be Upside Down Willie, and his name would be written up in big letters on the posters outside. All that week, Willie practiced in his room every day. He stood on his head in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening before he got into bed. The only time he went out was when his mother insisted he fetch her shoes from the mender's. And even then, he went most of the way on his hands. Then, on the Friday evening, Willie went to see the circus come into town. It was really a very small one, on its way to join up with a larger one outside a big city. Here and there on their way, they stopped a day or two and put on a few performances. The money they took helped to pay their travelling expenses. First came a string of caravans, chromium shining like silver, curtains at the tiny windows. Then a few ponies ridden by boys and girls who didn't look very much older than himself. And after them came two trailers. Willie, along with a lot of other children from the town, followed the caravans until they got to the waste ground. He watched them for a long time, long after the other children had got bored and gone home. He watched while the trailers were emptied and the roundabouts were fixed and tested. He watched while the big top went up and the canvas walls came down round it to make a proper little theatre. He stayed there so long that at last one of the men spoke to him.
Isn't it time you went home, sonny?
I want to join the circus, said Willie.
Oh, you do you? And what can you do that's special?
I can stand on my head, replied Willie, like this. And he leant forward, put both hands flat on the ground, gave a little spring, and there he was, upside down and straight as the pole that held the big top.
Not bad, said the man slowly. Not bad at all.
Can I stand on my head in the circus, then?
Come back tomorrow, said the man. Right now, I'm too busy to think.
Willie went home and practiced harder than ever. He could now do things like eating upside down. He tried drinking water that way too, but it came down his nose and made him sneeze. But this didn't stop Willie from practicing. He was determined to join the circus the very next morning.